Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hey, everybody. I am so happy to be speaking with you today. Thank you to all of you for helping to support the show and sustain it. I want to talk today about a group called Love Has Won. Some of you may have heard of it already because it's been on TV. There have been a lot of stories about it. There was a Netflix documentary about it. And there have been other videos on YouTube and other places. It's been a really interesting case study about a cult and how it can get started. And also, I want to give a little addition at the end about what has happened to it. It's been quite interesting.
Amy Carlson.
They called her Mother God.
Mother God.
This is Mother God.
She is the leader of an organization called Love Has Won. She has a divine plan to help humanity.
19 billion years old, reincarnated Jesus.
She was Joan of Arc, Cleopatra. She's God.
So it was started by this woman named Amy Carlson, but most people didn't learn her name because she went by Mother God. So not just Mother, not just God, but Mother God. She also considered herself to be Cleopatra, Joan of Arc, Jesus, God, not just Mother God, the mother to all, and two surprise identities. One is Marilyn Monroe, and also that Donald Trump is her father. So those were unexpected. The other ones I kind of expect in this line of work, the Cleopatra, Joan of Arc, Jesus, God, yep, heard that all before. She died fairly recently at the age of 45. She died of alcohol abuse and anorexia and ingestion of heavy amounts of something called colloidal silver, which they sell, which they were telling people to ingest. And like so many of these groups that kind of get involved in pseudoscience, sort of like the more the merrier, you know, if this is good for you, just take a lot. Very similar to what would happen in Scientology when people would get involved in something called the purification rundown, where they needed to take a concoction of different minerals and vitamins, things that L. Ron Hubbard put together, and he had no science background, and he would tell people to go on heavy amounts of niacin. And when you're on niacin, it flushes the skin, turns you red, it makes your heart beat faster, and then he would have them go into this sauna that he crafted, a tiny little sauna that caused a lot of people to have panic attacks and claustrophobia and also develop heart conditions. So again, just like anything, if something has a bad impact on you, you're not doing it right or you're not spiritual enough or whatever else. But here in this situation, it was the leader who took too much of something and wound up dying. And so what was also interesting about her, there are many interesting things about her, is that when you see video of her, you can tell that she flies into rages, that she gets manic and then falls into a depression. And even though the group was against any alcohol use and the group was against any pot use, and also you couldn't be on psychedelics or mushrooms, she drank every night. She drank vodka, glasses and glasses and glasses of it, sometimes a bottle, every night. And when she was drunk or high, because she smoked too, she would fly into a rage. She would go on to tirades that were very ugly, screaming fits, actually. And you can see them yourself if you check out the videos. This is certainly someone who didn't seem like Mother of God or Mother God suddenly, but so many of the cult leaders that I've come across have these moments where they do fly into rages and they somehow get it justified, which was something that happened, which I'll go into.